Let's do it.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 8:16. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, dude? Hey, you're a nature guy. I got a quick question for you.
This is
for my cousin. She just put on Facebook, she's got a bird that fell out of a nest, and she asked, hey, if you touch it and put it back in the nest, is it true that the birds like abandon their children
after
human touch?
That's an old wise tale, as you would say. No, you're fine. If you can put gloves on, do it. But you'll be all right. Just get it back up there with as little contact as possible. It's better than leaving it on the ground.
Which got me thinking, Brock, you know, with this pandemic going on, if now, like, humans having children, if somebody else touches it now, are they going to abandon it?
Yes.
Abandoning the kid?
Sorry, that baby's got corona. Another little tip, though, too. If you see a fawn, you know, a baby deer lying in grass, don't move it. Don't move it, because there is a 100% chance that that is where the mother knows where it's at. So don't move a baby fawn. If you see it, let's say you're mowing or whatever or something like that, and it's laying
there. Don't hit it.
Leave. Yeah, don't hit it, obviously. But just leave it be. Leave it be. But, yeah, just tell your cousin as little contact as possible. Get it up there, and you'll be fine. So, yeah.
Don't shoot it.
Don't. Yeah. Yeah, just nature. Nature does a great job of taking care of itself. We don't need to mess it up at all.
I know a lot of you guys out there like to shoot deer in the face. Just maybe leave that one alone.
But when you shoot it in the face, you don't ruin as much meat. That's the good part there. So, anyway, let's get to it. Jeez. We got your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
What if he shot him in the face? Yeah. What if he shot me in the face?
Little dumb and dumber.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
Sup, Katie? They are open today, and they are offering curbside service as well. So just give them a call. They're going to get you taken care of. You know, we've all needed a drink from time to time, you know, but this guy took it to a new level. There's a 39-year-old guy named Gabriel Marino. He's in Modesto, California. Earlier this week, he was driving on the highway when he saw a tanker truck behind him filled with bulk red wine.
Ooh.
So he pulled over, then hopped onto the side of the moving truck.
Damn, what up, Vin Diesel?
I know. Then climbed under the truck, unscrewed a valve, and started chugging the red wine as it was pouring out.
I love this guy. You know, let him have it. He's jumping onto truck, moving trucks.
Hanging underneath, you know, just Tom Cruise style. Dun, 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 dun.
Then the trucker, I could see like Fast and the Furious, the trucker has his gun, he starts shooting him through the window.
Well, see, the driver didn't know what was happening until he saw he was spilling wine, so he pulled over and called the cops. They found Gabriel underneath the bottom of the truck, drinking wine and doing snow angels in it.
Oh, yeah.
There must have been like a catch tray down there or something. Gabriel was arrested for felony vandalism. Dude, this is actually crazy. The truck spilled about 1,000 gallons of red wine total. That's enough to fill about 5,000 bottles.
Damn. Wait, say that number again. What was it?
1,000 gallons of red wine, enough to fill about 5,000 bottles.
Dude, you know how many pissed off women are out there?
How many stay-at-home moms and wives are just going, oh, my God, I'm not going to get my Chardonnay?
Nope. Old boy drank it all and spilled half of it.
You mean I have to be sober while I deal with my children who are at home? This is what?
Give your stained red tea the break.
What am I going to wash my Percocets down with? You see her just standing in her silk robe reading the paper, just pissed off. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah. All you glossy-eyed cougars out there just had a heart attack.
Oh, my God. I love it.
1,000 gallons. What?
This is ridiculous. All right. There you go. That's your WTF. We'll be back.